Blessed Sabbath, one and all, and welcome to our main church service on this sixth day of February 2021. Welcome to those joining us on the phone or listening to the recording, and so happy to have you all in fellowship on this day. Praise God for his merciful kindness, for keeping us alive and in what health we have to another Sabbath day of fellowship. And what a joy it is to come together with each one of you and to worship our Godhead from whom all blessings flow. God starts out his fourth commandment with remember. So let us not forget the Sabbath. Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord our God hath blessed. Of all the week, the brightest, of all the week, the best. It brings repose from labor, it tells of joy divine. Its beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today, who said to his disciples, I am the living way, and if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Day of sacred pleasure, its golden hours we'll spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. O gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art, how precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Amen. And the Sabbath is indeed a great blessing, dear ones. I mean, we're active 6 days of the week in working and doing other responsibilities and things that we like to do. And to have one day to come away from all of that hectic activity and to spend the day in worshiping God, resting in his love, fellowshipping with others of like faith, being edified and in turn edifying others is such a tremendous blessing. It's like it revitalizes us. It recharges our batteries, if you will. And it gives you that peace and that joy of knowing you're following the will of God. You're keeping his commandments. You're doing the things that please him. There's nothing like it. The world can't offer anything close to what God, through his blessings and his love, has provided for us. So indeed, don't forget the Sabbath. And it's not just during church hours. You know, it begins at sunset Friday and it ends at sunset Saturday. And each hour is a delight and a joy. And we're going to be finding more about the Sabbath here in our main sermon. Dear Sister Christina, do you have something you'd like to share?
I don't mean to interrupt, but I remember with two of my children coming in still new to Sabbath. And with two of them, just happened to have me go into labor on like Friday. And so I would just, Lord, you said Sabbath was a day of rest. So if you could please just make sure I have this child before Sabbath comes in, then I can rest. So he actually answered my prayer, and my child, two of them were actually born right before Sabbath came in.
Well, praise the Lord. And if the child is born on the Sabbath, I mean, you really can't, you can't stop a process like that, but praise God that you had your children before so that you had a very high and special Sabbath with your newborn and the Savior. So, amen. Well, please join with me in prayer. Precious Father, we thank you so very much that you're the great God of all. You're our creator. And as our creator, you know precisely what is best for our health and well-being, both mentally, physically, and spiritually. And you have given us the Sabbath right after our creation, as a day in which we can reflect on all the great things that you have done. Adam and Eve reflected on all that you had created the first 6 days, including themselves, and how marvelously they were created. Perfect. And after sin has cursed this earth, we still have the privilege of looking back on what you have done, not just in creating the earth and every lovely thing in it, but also in the many and wonderful blessings that you have showered upon us in our life. And as we look upon and think upon the blessings that you've given us, it just reassures us of your love, your care, concern for our welfare and well-being. That you're not a tyrannical God who demands obedience but gives no love in return. But you are a loving, compassionate Father who is willing to give your Son even before we had decided to follow you. While we were yet sinners, you gave your Son as a sacrifice for us. What greater love could be manifested than what you have sacrificed for us? That in itself is the greatest blessing you've ever bestowed. But you give us even more to show us without a doubt your love for us as individuals. We thank you for each and every blessing. We wouldn't be here without your blessings today. And we love you too, Father. We pray that thy presence will continue to dwell with us. We pray that the presence of our Savior will be here as well, and the Holy Spirit. And please, Spirit, open our eyes and understanding that we may comprehend more clearly the importance of this Sabbath day. Clear from our mind custom and tradition, preconceived ideas and opinions. that all of these barriers will be removed so that we can see the straight line of truth pointing to the Savior. And thank you, Savior, for being the Lord of this Sabbath day. And as the Lord of the Sabbath, in following you, we will keep the day that you're Lord of. And help us to keep it more clearly, more perfectly, more sacred to you. And to truly delight in it as the honorable of the Lord. We don't want to be lost. We don't want to receive the mark of the beast. We do not want to follow the commandments of men when they go contrary to your will. We want to be children of the heavenly King. And thank you so much for revealing yourself to us in Jesus and in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy as a wonderful Father. We pray that you'll be with those that were unable to attend. Please work in their lives. Bring them up ever higher in the truth and the Christian pathway. And it would be wonderful if they're brought back into fellowship with us, but if not, please keep them on the straight, narrow, upward path. And thank you for doing so. Be especially with those that are suffering or afflicted, that are sorrowing, that are sick. And dear Savior, please draw close to each one. Reveal yourself to them as their deliverer, their healer, as well as their guide and friend, companion, who will never leave them nor forsake them if they choose to remain with you and to open the door of their heart. Thank you for the peace and contentment and the hope and the trust that this gives us, that you're with us even until the end. There's nothing we need fear of the future as long as we keep ourselves with thee in the present. So we thank you, dear Godhead, for being in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, welcome, dear ones. And this is part 9 in our series, The Day of Worship. God has chosen. And those that would like to follow along with the notes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID341.htm. So lightministries.com/ID341.htm. There's 10 parts to this series, so we have one more part to go. And as we have already discovered throughout this series, it was after sin had entered into the world that those who chose to rebel and to disobey God chose to worship their pagan gods on different days of the week. And the majority of them chose the day of the sun or Sunday to worship their pagan gods. But those who remained loyal and obedient to God kept his holy seventh-day Sabbath. They worshiped on Saturday. So this meant that the day of worship actually became a sign or a mark of difference between those who chose to follow God versus those who chose to follow other gods. And this same day of worship, as a dividing line between the followers of God and the followers of other gods, continues to this very day. If you look at quote number one, in Ezekiel 20, verses 12 and 20, we're told, "Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God." But you know, there's a lot of ignorance in the world. People just don't understand this plain truth. And many have been taught, or perhaps have developed, various major reasons why they believe that the seventh-day Sabbath today is not of the same importance like it was before Christ was born on this earth, then died, was resurrected, and ascended to heaven. They think that the seventh-day Sabbath has somehow changed in importance. And last time we examined a major reason that people have against keeping God's seventh-day Sabbath holy today. And that particular reason was that since the Apostle Paul commanded the church at Corinth to take up a collection of money for the saints, and then Paul mentioned the first day of the week, then this must have been a public worship service occurring on Sunday, thus showing that Sunday had taken the place of Saturday as God's Sabbath in the New Testament. But we already discovered that Paul did not say, place your alms or your monies in the church treasury on the first day of the week. But simply, Paul stated, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. Or in other words, on Sunday, put aside a particular amount of money so that you can then give it to Paul when he came. We then saw that the Corinthian church did not begin assembling for public worship on Sunday because of what Paul said, because they understood that Paul was simply telling them that on the first day of the week, or Sunday, the beginning of each new week, let everyone set aside and lay up at home some portion of money which they had earned the previous week. And so if everyone would have done that, followed that instruction, then they would have set aside a portion of their money that they had earned and received by Friday. They would have set that aside before they would have had the chance to spend it all during the new week that was coming. So when following Paul's advice, they would be putting God and his cause first in their financial affairs, instead of waiting until the end of the week when all their money had been used up, and thus little would remain for God's cause. Now, we also were able to examine another major reason that people have against keeping God's Sabbath day holy today. And that second reason was that since the disciples gathered together on the day of our Lord's resurrection, which was Sunday, then this meant that they were meeting to commemorate that glorious event, which then shows that Sunday had already become the new Sabbath in the New Testament. But in examining this particular belief by the Bible, we discovered that the disciples were not meeting together to celebrate the Lord's resurrection, because most of them did not yet believe that Jesus had indeed been raised from the dead. So, since they were not meeting together to celebrate Christ's resurrection, we discovered that they were assembled together in order to eat a common meal. And since they were afraid of the Jews, then they closed and locked the doors behind them. We then learned that when Christ visited them during this secret meeting, it was not to sanction Sunday as being the new Sabbath, but he was there to simply encourage their weak faith in him as being the real Messiah and the true Son of God since he had been resurrected. But what about other major reasons why people believe that the seventh-day Sabbath is no longer of the same importance in the New Testament like it was in the Old? And this is what we're going to be investigating into today. And if you look at quote number 2, another reason that people use against keeping God's seventh-day Sabbath holy today is the claim that since the Apostle Paul once broke bread upon the first day of the week, which is recorded in Acts 20, verse 7, then the believers had to be gathered together to celebrate communion and to worship God on this day. So this would then prove that God's holy seventh-day Sabbath had been transferred from Saturday to Sunday in this new covenant. But did you know that at one period in the apostolic church, they broke bread every day? Not just on Sunday? In Acts 2, verses 42 to 46. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in a breaking of bread, and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So here we read that they broke bread daily. So then if a single instance of breaking bread at Troas upon the first day of the week, or Sunday, made Sunday God's Sabbath in the New Covenant period, then why would not the breaking of bread on other days of the week be sufficient to make these days God's Sabbath day as well? So this shows that there's really no scriptural proof that just because Paul broke bread on Sunday, that it made Sunday God's holy Sabbath day. But God's Sabbath day remains unchanged on the seventh day. But you know, why will people try to grasp a single verse in which Paul had an evening meeting on Sunday, in which they ate some food, and then try to prove that this means that the Sabbath now had been changed from Saturday to Sunday, while at the same time they overlook the other scriptures that this very same Apostle Paul preached every seventh day Sabbath, not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles? And you can find those references in Acts 13, verse 14, verse 42, verse 44, Acts 16, verse 13, Acts 17, verse 2, and Acts 18, verse 4. So here we have six different instances in which Paul preached God in a church service on the seventh-day Sabbath versus one instance where he broke bread on Sunday. So why not go with what the weight of evidence has, where Paul had church services on Saturday, and not try to strain one text where he broke bread on Sunday and then claim that proves Sunday was the Sabbath. So there's no scriptural support for a change from Saturday to Sunday just because Paul broke bread on the first day of the week. But then where did support for this particular teaching and belief come from? Who is the first one to teach that because Paul broke bread upon Sunday, that they were therefore holding communion and now Sunday instead of Saturday is the day to worship God in the New Testament? Where did this belief come from? If you look at quote number 3, the Catholic Church of today teaches, quote, Sunday was the first day of the week according to the Jewish method of reckoning, but for Christians, it began to take the place of the Jewish Sabbath in apostolic times as the day set apart for the public and solemn worship of God. The practice of meeting together on the first day of the week for the celebration of the Eucharistic sacrifice is indicated in Acts 20 verse 7, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2, and Apocalypse or Revelation 1 verse 10. It is called the Lord's Day. In the Didache, number 14, the injunction is given, on the Lord's Day, come together and break bread and give thanks, offer the Eucharist after confessing your sins that your sacrifice may be pure. And that was from the Catholic Encyclopedia, volume 14, section titled Sunday. The Catholic Church also teaches in the Universal Catholic Catechism, quote, by a tradition handed down from the apostles, which took its origin from the very day of Christ's resurrection, the Church celebrates the Paschal mystery every seventh day, which day is appropriately called the Lord's Day or Sunday. So instead of the seventh day being the Sabbath, being Saturday, the Catholic Church by tradition now claims that the seventh day of the week is Sunday. Here's another quote. This is again from the Catholic Encyclopedia. This is volume 13, under the Sabbath. The Gentile converts held their religious meetings on Sunday. Acts 20 verse 7, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2. And with the disappearance of the Jewish Christian churches, this day was exclusively observed as the Lord's Day. So these three statements reveal to us that the teaching and belief that because Paul broke bread upon Sunday, which is Acts 20 verse 2, Acts 20 verse 7, that because Paul broke bread upon Sunday, that they were therefore holding communion services, and Sunday instead of Saturday is now the day to worship God in the new covenant, is not found written in the Bible at all, but is first found taught in the Roman Catholic Church. So it's not a doctrine of God found in the scriptures. It's a doctrine of Roman Catholicism found in the writings of their church fathers. So this then means that when any Protestant or non-Catholic believer uses the argument that because Paul broke bread on a Sunday, then they were holding church services, and now Sunday instead of Saturday is the day to worship God, they are forced to rely upon the teachings of Catholicism and not upon the teachings of God's holy scriptures. Now, another reason why people use against keeping God's seventh day Sabbath holy today, and if you look at quote number 4, is that because the Bible mentions that the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost, which is Acts 20 verses 1 to 2, it is then claimed that this great event occurred on a Sunday. And this then proves that the first day of the week should be observed today instead of the seventh day Sabbath of the Lord. But even if the day of Pentecost did occur on the first day of the week, you would still have to prove from the scriptures that this day then became God's Sabbath. But when you closely examine this instance of Pentecost, you'll see that the Bible reveals that it was the Feast of Pentecost itself and not the first day of the week that God designed to honor. As you examine this more closely, you see that the day of Pentecost is distinctly named, but the day of the week on which it occurred is passed by in silence. So this reveals that it's not the design of heaven to honor any particular day of the week, including Sunday, but it was to honor the mark of the antitype or the fulfillment of the Feast of Pentecost that was being fulfilled on that day. The ancient slaying of the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the first month had met its antitype or met its fulfillment in the death of the Lamb of God on that same day, some 1,500 years later. The ancient offering of the first fruits on the 16th day of the first month had met its antitype or fulfillment in the resurrection of our Lord on that same day, the first fruits of them that slept. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost fulfilled the type of the ancient feast of Pentecost. So it was not the day of the week in which these events occurred that was of importance. But instead, what was important was that these ancient symbolic ceremonies and services were meeting their fulfillment. So because God spoke nothing in this place respecting the day of the week in which Pentecost had occurred, reveals that there is no biblical proof for a change in the timings of God's weekly Sabbath. So God's holy Sabbath still occurs today, just like it has done since creation, on the very same seventh day of each week, or Saturday. So as this is true, then this teaching and belief that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost occurred on a Sunday, and therefore Sunday instead of Saturday is now the day to worship God in this new covenant, is not found written in the Bible at all. So this belief is not a doctrine of God taught in the scriptures, even though many people have been deceptively led to believe that it is indeed taught in the Bible. But in this particular regard of following what man says instead of what God says, and attributing what man says to being in the Bible when it's not there, God warns in Proverbs 30 verse 6, add thou not unto his words. In other words, don't add your beliefs to the Bible, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. So this then means that when any Protestant or Catholic believer uses the argument that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost occurred on a Sunday, and therefore Sunday instead of Saturday is now the day to worship God, they are forced to rely upon the teachings of pure human reasoning and tradition, and not upon the truth of God's holy Bible in order to do so. So let us not add unto God's word, but let us follow every word that proceedeth from God. Now, next time we'll be examining the last major reason that people use against keeping God's Sabbath day holy today. And then we'll see if God's inspired word actually supports this belief and doctrine, or if it doesn't. And again, praise God for his word of truth. All we have to do is test what people tell us is the truth by God's word of truth. And if it agrees, then it's truth. We're to follow it. But if it disagrees with God's word, then it is not truth. It is not to be followed if we want to remain a follower of Christ. So we'll find out more next time. Our closing song is titled, Give Me the Bible. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken. Hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten, that light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Amen. And dear ones, let us remain faithful to God and His word of life, of truth. We'll never be led astray if we follow the Lamb. We'll never be lost if we cling to the Savior and abide by a thus saith the Lord, and it is written. God is only light and truth, no darkness and error. So then His word, the Bible, will only lead us in the way of truth, never in the way of darkness. So indeed, Father, give us Thy word, and thank You for preserving it throughout all of these centuries to where we can have it for our own possession and be able to study it for ourselves. What a precious treasure. It is now time for closing prayer, and who would like to offer that for us? Please go right ahead.
Dear Lord, can we talk too much about Your holy Sabbath day? No. No, it's the perfect day to end the week, to rest from all the mayhem and insults and trouble that goes on in the world that wants to draw our spirit down. Thank You, dear Lord, for Your word, the Bible, that proves everything, that gives us joy and harmony and peace when we read it. And we know that it's for our guidance, and we know that it was sent to us in love. And thank You, dear Lord, for once a week reminding us how much You do love us and want to keep us with You. Be with us the rest of the Sabbath day. Help us to find delight in Your works of nature, in song, in praise, and just resting, knowing that we're safe with You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And thank you, dearest sister. So we'll find out more next time in our last part of the series about the day of worship that God Himself has chosen. And now, since we're in our after church service, are there any thoughts or questions or comments, insights, testimonies, songs, requests, anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to share something. Can you hear me? Yeah, I was digging through my dad's boxes, which was Let There Be Light Ministries Wheat and Tare sermon that he was given. And I've been picking it up once every 6 or 7 years. And finally, it brought me to looking up Let There Be Light Ministries and found you guys online. And I finally got baptized, and I'm doing my best to follow the Lord. And it was all to some work that you planted some seeds over 25 years ago. Thanks a lot for that.
Well, that's a fantastic testimony, dear brother, and praise God for your decision to serve Him and to follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. And we're so happy to have you in fellowship with us.
Thank you.
So, praise God indeed. It's amazing how long truth can be on a shelf or set aside in a box somewhere or even in our hearts. And then when the proper time comes and the Spirit impresses us to search more into it, or we discover it as we're, you know, going through some boxes or something, the Spirit revives it and that curiosity comes back. And now it's, you know, it's time to search it out. I mean,
Yeah, I went to the Seventh-day Adventist Church downtown here, and I was trying to get baptized, and I started looking at the stuff around and the symbologies in their books, and it just scared me. And then I remembered that tape, and I went, I'll go look at it again. I think I spent 2 days studying it word for word, going through all the Ellen White books and everything, and then I couldn't go back anymore. I actually sent him a message today saying I can't be a part of anything with him.
Oh, praise the Lord, brother, for your stand for Christ and coming out of apostasy so that you can follow the Lamb, Christ Jesus, wherever he leads, outside of the church, of course.
Well, I thank you for your support and what you've been doing for everybody out there. It's quite amazing.
Well, God is good to us all, brother, because I would not know anything without God opening my eyes. And the same with each one here. We would not know anything without God's Spirit opening our eyes. So praise the Lord indeed, brother, and glad to have you in fellowship.
Thank you. I'm going to try to be here for each Sabbath for now. I want to do my best anyway.
Well, praise God, dear brother. And what a wonderful testimony you shared. And now God can use you as a light in your area to allow the truth to spread in your community to others of your loved ones and friends and acquaintances and even strangers.
I started an online Facebook group, and I think I'm up to about 60 people, and I've been putting on some of your clips and then the clips to Ellen White. And I wrote a book of myself about 8 years ago, but I forgot all about it and brought that out and posted that there. And so I'm starting to reach people and trying to bring them in.
Well, we'll be adding our prayers with yours that your evangelistic efforts will indeed reach precious souls and will bring them into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Dear ones, are there any other thoughts or testimonies or comments that you'd like to share? Going to be hard to top our dear brother Joe here in his testimony, but God has worked in our hearts, and we have something to share with him about it. Do you have any questions, anything else that you'd like to bring forth? Please go right ahead.
I was just thinking about a song from my childhood. The Bible, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The Bible. That's so true.
Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Amen. Yeah, and I remember that children's song. Yeah, I won't forget that one. And I love that acronym for Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's great.
Dear Brother Joe, a few of the folks in the room was asking for your Facebook page name, if you'd like to share that with them.
Yeah, it's Here a Little, There a Little Ministries, and the ministry has a capital M.
I wrote it down in the text. Did I spell it right? Is that how it is?
I'll have to look. I'm on my phone. I can't see much here.
Oh, okay. I just made it all one word, Here a Little and There a Little Ministries with the M capitalized. Is that how it is in Facebook, or are they the words spaced?
The words are spaced.
Okay.
Yeah. And online, my book is called Here a Little, There a Little, too. It's more of just little Bible studies than anything, but yeah.
Oh, thank you, dear brother, and I'm sure you're going to have more added on to your membership there pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely, and if anybody has any comments or anything like that, I'd be more than willing to hear them, especially if there's any mistakes in there, so I could publicly state what errors there might be so we can get the truth in the proper way. Like criticism, that's supposed to make us stronger as a group, and I believe in it. Thank you for everybody.
So, Brother Joel, you can't see any of the texting that's going on if you're on your phone?
I probably could if I dug around. I'm trying to figure out how to use it. I've only been on one of these things twice now.
Okay, because there's a lot of comments that are very favorable. You should see them.
I'm trying.
Elder Rob, there was a request for Bring Them In, that hymn, if we have that. Would be wonderful to sing.
Thank you, dear sister. That one I didn't catch. Thank you for being my eyes here. Bring them in. Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear. Out in the desert, dark and drear, calling the sheep who's gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Oh, go and help this shepherd kind, help him the wandering ones to find. Who'll bring the lost ones to the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
How can the desert hear their cry? Out on the mountain, wild and high, hark, if the Master speaks to thee, go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
And there's also been a request for the hymn, To God Be the Glory. And who would like to start this one out?
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So love ye the world that he gave us his son. Oh yes, that is life and atonement for sin, and open that life gate that all might go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. Jesus, her pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father Give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Great things he had taught us, great things he had done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he had done. Amen.
Dear Sister Rose, would you like to start us out on this hymn?
My mic is not really working. So can somebody do it? It sounds really bad.
We still like to hear you sing, Sister. I'll go ahead and start it out. Holy day, Jehovah's rest, of creation's week the best. Last of all the chosen seven, blessed of God to man 'twas given. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
First his 6 days' work was done, then the Sabbath was begun. Thus he blessed the seventh day, and in resting we obey. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
All whose thousand hands his plan reverse, resting now upon the first. Search the book and you will know, there's no scripture tells them so. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
All who speak the truth must say, it was the Pope who changed the day. In God's word no change appears. Through the whole 6,000 years. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. Is the great Jehovah's rest.
Thus we searched and when we saw only one great Sabbath law. Then I hastened to obey. Plainly 'twas the only way. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
Amen. And praise God for those that are willing to follow the truth when the Spirit convicts them that it is truth. May we have many more precious souls who are willing to follow the Lamb wherever he lives.
Hello, happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to you.
You too as well, and to everyone else.
So may there be many more individuals that choose not their own way, but the way of the Father. Holy day, Jehovah's rest in thee. Are there any other thoughts or comments or songs, requests, testimonies, anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please feel free.
A song just popped into my head when you said that. The way of the cross leads home. Do you have that one?
Sorry, dear sister, I don't have that hymn in our list yet, but it's a good one.
I'd just like to sing a hymn that I haven't sung in a while. Is, you know, some of my old favorites back when I was a little younger is Treasures Forever. My hands that were full now are empty. My heart that was empty now is full. Full overflowing, my wealth now is growing from what I leave behind. My mind that was troubled is at peace. My soul that was dying is alive. Loving and living, at last I am giving. In giving now I find life, eternal life. My treasures are finally forever, safe with my Lord and my Savior. I put my trust in Him. Life, eternal life. My treasures are finally forever. The riches of Christ will fail me never. I put my trust in Him. My joy in His goodness will not end. His bounties, blessings now are mine. Secure is my treasure. Wealth without measure, abundant is my store. My thanks to the Lord for His mercy, for each of the gifts He gives to me. Daily I praise Him, freely I'll bless Him, I thank my Savior for. Life, eternal life, my treasures are finally forever. Safe with my Lord and my Savior, I put my trust in Him. Life, eternal life, my treasures are finally forever. The riches of Christ will fail me never. I put my trust in Him. Amen.
Here you go, dear Sister Joan. The way of the cross leads home. Why don't you start us out?
Oh, thank you. I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know, as I
cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is winter now as I onward go. The way of the cross leads home.
And I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it nevermore. For my Lord says, come, and I seek my home, where he waits at the open door. The way of the cross leads home, the way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go, the way of the cross leads home.
Amen. Are there any other songs or requests? Anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please feel free.
Sabbath blessings, dear ones.
Santo Espíritu de Cristo mora en este corazón. Lléname de tu presencia, colmame de bendición. Cólmame cólmame de tu presencia, ven, oh ven y cólmame. Santo Espíritu lo puedes, aunque como no lo sé. Mas si tú mis ruegos oyes, sé que puro yo seré. Cólmame, cólmame, ven ahora y cólmame. Cólmame de tu presencia, ven ahora. Y cólmame. Débil soy, flaqueo, postro a tus pies, para que tu amor él me des. Cólmame, cólmame. Ven ahora y cólmame, cólmame de tu fe, oh ven y cólmame. Lávame, bendice y salva cuerpo, alma, espíritu. Ya me salvas, suelas de bondad, me colmas tú. Cólmame, cólmame, ven ahora y cólmame. Cólmame de tu presencia, ven. Oh, ven y cólmame.
Amen. This is for our dear sister Mariella. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks
with me, and he talks with me.
And
he tells me I'm gone.
And the
joy
we share as we tell
me care.
None
has ever
known. Amen. Thank you, Willa.
Amen. There should be another two or three verses to that hymn. My dear ones, are there any last thoughts that you'd like to share before we close today's service? Please go right ahead.
I was just going to say to you, if there's anything that you'd like to clip or post to that website of mine, you're more than welcome to send it there, and I'll approve of whatever you want to put up there. You're more than welcome to.
Well, thank you so much, dear brother. And I know you share it here with the room as well. But anything you post, make sure yourself that it's backed up by the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy. So do your homework, brother, as we all have to do.
Yeah, I do my best on it. That's why I say, if you read something and you don't feel it's right, let me know and we'll work on that. Absolutely.
Wonderful service today. Thank you so much. Big hugs, everyone. We're all one big family. I love it.
Amen. The family of God. Dear ones, it's been a wonderful church service. Thank you so much for your participation. Thank you so much for sharing and the testimonies and the input that you've added to make this service wonderful. And again, praise our Godhead for being here to bless us. And I pray that he will go with you and will lead you through the rest of this Sabbath, as well as through a new week, until we're able to meet together again, is my prayer. And I would like to leave you with this hymn. more like the master I would ever be. More of his meekness, more humility, more zeal to labor, more courage to be true, more consecration for the work he bids me do. Take thou my heart, I would be thine alone. Take thou my heart and make it all thine own. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me thine forevermore. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me thine forevermore. More like the Master is my daily prayer. More strength to carry the crosses I must bear. More earnest effort to bring his kingdom in. More of his spirit, the wanderers to win. Take thou my heart, I would be thine alone. Take thou my heart and make it all thine own. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me thine forevermore. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me thine forevermore. More like the Master, I would live and grow. More of his love to others I would show. More self-denial like his in Galilee. More like the Master I long to ever be. Take thou our heart, we would be thine alone. Take thou our heart and make it all thine own. Purge us from sin, O Lord, we now implore. Wash us and keep us thine forevermore. Purge us from sin, O Lord, we now implore. Wash us and keep us thine forevermore. Dear ones, until we meet again, keep looking.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking.